This is your weekly Faith and Values update on KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. This week, reporter Ryan Schisler takes us to Roachport, where one church is finding new life in old traditions.
What you're hearing is the monthly bluegrass service at First Christian Church in Roachport. The church was founded in a home 8 years after Lewis and Clark pastored the area. It's the second oldest continuous Christian service nationwide, the first this side of Appalachia. This congregation averaged about 10 people in recent years. But 2 years ago, Pastor Mickey Hagner and Pastor Tim Carson of Broadway Christian Church in Columbia came up with an idea to revitalize this small church, bluegrass. Hagner explains.
It's a perfect venue for an old style of music. It's a style of music that people love. It connects them to their religion. It connects them to their families. And it's just a blessing.
Pastor Carson says that once members of Broadway Christian started making the drive to this monthly service in Roachport and word spread, attendance rose to nearly 100 people.
I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way.
I think a lot of people grew up with something similar to this.
John Pullman has attended the bluegrass service since it began 2 years ago.
There are no notes to the song, but everybody seems to get the melody and everything. And so the music is certainly, I think, the attraction of this service.
The building dates back to 1845 and is lined with simple stained glass windows. You can feel the floor reverberating when worshippers start tapping their feet along with the music. The enthusiasm isn't just found in the pews either. Listen for the bass. That was Pastor Carson.
It's a ukulele bass. It's kind of unusual, small scale. I played bass for, 10 years or something like that.
Carson only fills in when needed. Otherwise, a band of about a dozen musicians from throughout the area treats the congregation to some Appalachian tunes.
All of these musicians you see here, we didn't even know them when we started. We just started scouring the countryside for bluegrass musicians.
Combining history and music, the traditional service is complete with communion, prayer, offering, and a sermon, frontier style. But Carson says it does more than offer a unique setting for worship.
I think people long for some kind of roots. And they really want to feel like they're connected to their tradition and their past. And it's a little nostalgic.
From Roachport, I'm Ryan Schisler.
That concludes this week's Faith and Values Update. To hear all 10 songs the band played last weekend, go to ColumbiaFAVS.com. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.